This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump's impeachment trial went late into Tuesday night in the Senate, where the Republican majority rejected four attempts by Democrats to subpoena documents related to the charges against the president. Senators voted along party lines to block motions from Democratic leader Chuck Schumer to subpoena records and documents from the White House, the Office of Management and Budget, and the State Department related to Trump's dealings with Ukraine. It also rejected hearing testimony from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggested grouping all the Democrats' amendments together for one vote, something Schumer rejected.
But we will not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, which we regard as extremely significant and important to the country.
The president's legal team has been arguing that Trump did nothing wrong, that his actions did not rise to the level of removing him from office. The World Health Organization will hold an emergency meeting Wednesday on the outbreak of a new coronavirus that has now killed 9 people and sickened hundreds more across China and beyond its borders, including here in the U.S., where officials confirmed the first case of a new coronavirus in a traveler returning from a visit to central China. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The man, a Washington State resident from Snohomish County, was said to be in satisfactory condition, according to Dr. Jay Cook, the chief medical officer at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett, Washington.
Out of an abundance of caution, we have the patient being monitored in a special isolation unit.
The official said the new patient had no symptoms when he arrived at Seattle last Wednesday. But knowing about the outbreak, he contacted doctors on Sunday when he'd been ill for about 3 days. The CDC says it's implementing travel restrictions and will begin funneling air passengers coming from China, where the outbreak began, to 5 U.S. airports so the passengers can be properly screened. I'm Jennifer King.
And from here in Washington, this is VOA News.